Well, it's been a pretty busy few days, and I've been developing some recipes. In fact, I've got a list in front of me. It's up on the notice board here on my chalkboard. It says to do. Write out the beginner's bread course, the Italian bread course, the heritage bread course. I've got to do my editing for my BBC work. I've also got to write up the fact that we've got 4 really seriously amazing people coming to teach this year in the cookery school, which include Dan Eppel from The Guardian, Xanthi Clay, who is one of my all-time food heroes from The Telegraph, Lucas Holweg, who I absolutely adore, and my friend Chantal Cody, who is possibly one of the top chocolatiers in the world, certainly in England. She's incredible, and she's coming to do some teaching towards Christmas. Also got a biscuit course to write up. Got some bread development recipes that have got to go in there. I've got to write up a restaurant to the Epicurean in Somerset that we went to a few days ago over the bank holiday, which was absolutely amazing. And tomorrow, which is fantastically interesting for me, especially considering my last blog post on Goddess on a Mission, is I'm going to meet the authors of The Green Kitchen, delicious and healthy vegetarian recipes for every day. David and Louise have got the most beautiful book. I was reading about it in The Guardian, and it basically says start your love affair with vegetarian eating again. Now, having just had the most incredibly awful, dreadful, horrifically painful experience in the in Swindon A&E on my way to Bath, where I was literally climbing the walls and screaming in utter agony with a kidney stone, I feel a lot better now. I've had 10 days of really not feeling very well at all, and it's finally, the pain has cleared, but my backlog of work has not cleared. So here's my audio boo. It's a new channel. It's the Juniper and Rose channel. I've had a few tests on it before, but this is it. This is the bit where I can catch all the interviews that I do and all the bits and pieces. Tips, techniques, really interesting conversations with fantastic people, and maybe a little bit of personal, stuff on the odd occasion if it's not too utterly boring for people. So keep checking in on the channel.